distinguished senior officials of the government, excellencies, members of the diplomatic corps, distinguished guests, dear colleagues from the UN family, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, thank you very much for coming to UN House today, despite the heavy blessing from above. Today we celebrate the United Nations Day, which falls tomorrow on Saturday, the 24th of October. But we also celebrate the 17th anniversary of United Nations. As the special representative of the Secretary General in South Sudan, I have the honor to read to you the statement from the Secretary General on this year's UN Day, and I quote, "National flags are a mark of pride and patriotism in every country around the world, but there is only one flag that belongs to all of us. That blue flag of the United Nations was a banner of hope for me growing up in wartime Korea. Seven decades after its founding, the United Nations remains a beacon for all humanity. Every day, the United Nations feeds the hungry and shelters those driven from their homes. The United Nations vaccinates children who would otherwise die from preventable diseases. The United Nations defends human rights for all, regardless of race, religion, nationality, gender, or sexual orientation. Our peacekeepers are on the front lines of conflict. Our mediators bring warriors to the peace table. Our relief workers brave treacherous environments to deliver life-saving assistance. The United Nations works for the entire human family of 7 billion people and cares for the earth, our one and only home. And it is the diverse and talented staff of the United Nations who help bring the Charter to life. The 70th anniversary is a moment to recognize their dedication and to honor the many who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty, of the values of the United Nations and the reason why we are here, working in partnership with the South Sudanese people to ensure one goal, a brighter future. And today, we honor our colleagues, the UN staff across the country who serve to support this goal. In South Sudan, this year's UN Day falls at a critical time for the country, for the South Sudanese, and for everyone working with the United Nations. The importance of the implementation of the peace agreement cannot be underlined often enough. A peace agreement has been signed, but many details are yet to be worked out. However, the United Nations is committed to support the implementation of the peace agreement. As the Secretary General said in his opening remarks at the high-level event on South Sudan on the 29th of September, and the Honourable Minister was there with us, this is a pivotal moment in the history of the world's youngest nation. When the parties signed the peace agreement, they created a new window of opportunity. South Sudan's leaders now have a chance to correct their grave mistakes and focus on the well-being of those who entrusted them with a leadership role, namely the people of South Sudan. The United Nations will continue to stand by the people of South Sudan. We are ready to support the implementation of the agreement, and we will continue to protect civilians and provide humanitarian and development assistance. We know full well that the road ahead will be difficult. Not only technical, political and institutional processes will be a part of the long process of peace. But there will also be need to do a lot of work to foster forgiveness, reconciliation and healing. And this will require a strong commitment of the leaders, the parties and the general public. And it will require the involvement and commitment of everybody, the military, civil society, the private sector, faith-based organizations, and non-governmental organizations, as well as the media. When I think of peace, I think of people thriving, growing crops, working for their livelihoods. I think of the children of South Sudan being able to go to school. I think of you, the Honorable Minister of Education, and all those working in the education sector, when I think of how much good will come to the boys and girls of South Sudan with a new hope of peace. I hope in many years' time we can look back on 2015 and say that this was the last year with conflict in South Sudan. This was the year when the suffering of the people came to an end. This was the year the people and the leaders of the world's youngest nation stood united and committed to a peace, a lasting peace. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as head of the UN mission in South Sudan, I promise you, we will continue to support the people of South Sudan. As per the recently renewed mandate given by the UN Security Council, the mission stands ready to support the implementation of the peace agreement. The mission also remains engaged in protecting civilians, in monitoring and investigating human rights abuses, and facilitating the delivery of humanitarian assistance. But do not forget, the UN, the United Nations in South Sudan is much, much more than the mission. Our country team and our humanitarian colleagues are working hard to support the people of South Sudan. In the first 8 months of 2015 alone, the United Nations country team has provided food assistance to nearly 1 million people and livelihoods assistance to more than 3 million people. 2 million people have received access to water, sanitation, and improved hygiene. Almost 1.5 million have received health services. The country team is working to support the internally displaced people around South Sudan, a number which of October was estimated to be more than 1.6 million people. This includes logistics, basic services, health, and food support. But aside from the many activities inside and outside IDP camps, the country team is also providing support to many other activities. With more than 1,000 people working across the country, the UN agencies, funds and programs support a wide area of activities for the development of the country, from education to peace-building activities, from veterinary training to community mediation. There's no doubt that we could do so much more, and there's no doubt that the needs are very large. But for that to happen, we need peace. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me conclude by extending my sincere appreciation to all UN personnel, national and international alike, for the contribution you make every single day as you perform your duties in South Sudan. You decided to come to South Sudan. to work hard, and in the process you sacrifice many things, being far away from home and far away from your families. On a daily basis, you face enormous challenges and risks. So I thank you for your efforts and your commitment, and I thank you for your dedication to the United Nations. And last but not least, I thank you for your contribution to support the stability, peace, and development across South Sudan. Thank you very much.